It's about 17 minutes before 11. Nice to welcome into the program the president of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, Lawrence Reed, has been with us before. Nice to have him back on the show. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for adjusting your schedule. When we ran into a little problem earlier in the program, you were willing to come back an hour later. We appreciate that. We apologize for the inconvenience.
No problem at all.
It was interesting. Manny Lopez at the Detroit News wrote this item on his blog the other day. It was a column, really, where he said all this talk about raising taxes in Lansing has left out one little element, and that is some sort of compromise on the other side for costing all of us more money. And he suggested, and you agreed with this, that the perfect trade-off on the other side might be legislation to make Michigan a right-to-work state in exchange for raising the income tax.
Yeah, that's right. I thought Manny's column was right on the mark. So far, the people, including the governor, who have been arguing for a tax hike, have offered precious little in return. Very few reforms, nothing really fundamental that would fix the state's business climate and have government do things fundamentally in a different way than it's always been doing it. And this would make a huge change for Michigan if we were to become a right-to-work state. We have to understand that Michigan's labor climate right now and the way it's perceived constitutes a huge tax on business enterprise in Michigan, and right to work would be, in effect, a big tax cut.
You're familiar with the Laffer Report?
Yes, authored by Arthur Laffer.
Exactly.
Yes,
he suggested that Michigan, one advantage Michigan still has over other states is that relatively low state income tax. He says that keeps our overall tax rate in the state at a more competitive level, makes us more competitive. Right now up in Lansing, the proposal that's being promoted by Democrats in the House, who control the House, led by George Cushenberry of Detroit, is to increase the income tax over 3 years from 3.9 up to 4.6%. I wonder your thoughts on the impact of that on our economy and our competitiveness.
Well, there's no question that raising the income tax would be harmful. And the higher the rate, the more harmful it would be. And, of course, there's even talk of introducing a graduated income tax, which would probably have the top marginal rates even higher than that. That would be devastating to Michigan. But what I suggested to Manny Lopez, and he wrote about in his column, was that a possible framework for a solution to the budget impasse in Lansing might be a small income tax increase, and I'm not advocating that, by the way. Mackinac Center is on record advocating spending reductions to balance the budget, not a tax hike. But if the other side is going to insist on a tax hike, well, then have a package perhaps that has a small tax hike, perhaps, but with heavy spending cuts and at least a trial period for right to work. That might be a possible framework for a budget solution. Put a time limit on all this so that no legislator feels as though when they vote for any of these things that they're voting for them in perpetuity. And let's see in 5 years what the impact of right to work might be. I predict it would be a tremendous boon for the economy, even in the face of a small income tax hike, simply because right to work has been so beneficial to the other 22 states that have it.
And we would see that impact immediately, you think?
Well, I think so. I think certainly within a year you'd begin to see a sea change taking place in Michigan. You'd find that people around the country who are looking for places to locate a plant would say suddenly that, hey, Michigan really has done something fundamentally different now. They're not attracted by television ads from the MEDC that say, hey, if you come here, we'll throw something at you. They're attracted by the fundamentals, and a change in our labor climate would send a powerful message nationwide.
How do we fight off what certainly would be a major initiative by organized labor, led by the UAW, of course, to oppose that initiative?
Well, they certainly wouldn't like it, and they'd fight hard against it. But keep in mind that the percentage of Michigan's private sector workforce that is unionized is now down to about 14%, which is less than half of what it was 30 years ago. It's still double the national average, but it's only 14%. And there's a lot of support out there for voluntary unionism. And I think to raise the heat a little further, let me add that those who favor right to work just might say, hey, if you don't go for it as part of a budget impasse-breaking deal, there might be some people in the state of Michigan who will put it on the ballot, and you're going to get it then as a constitutional amendment.
Well, the quality of life issue keeps coming up from those who support forced unionism. They say the quality of life in the other states is much lower, and pay is much lower, too.
Well, that's not exactly true. In fact, when you adjust for the cost of living, the pay rates in other states, right-to-work states, is comparable to that of Michigan. But more alarmingly, when you look at the trend since 2000, you have right-to-work states like Alabama moving up fast as Michigan declines. In fact, if those trends were to continue, the trends that we've seen in personal income growth since 2000, Alabama will exceed in per capita income that of Michigan in about three more years.
Mm-hmm.